Hi, this is I Allegedly. Welcome back. I am Dan, and I've got a good one for you today because you're about to be fired, and most likely your pharmacy is about to close. So, a lot to cover. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. If you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com if you have a story or a suggestion. First things first, guys, the Trump administration was granted something massive from the Supreme Court, and that is that the president has the authority to reshape the federal government and make recommendations on mass firings. Now, there was a judge, Susan Ilstrom from San Francisco, that blocked this in May and said that Trump cannot do this. And that was overturned a day and a half ago. Now, what this means is that the tens of thousands of people that were suggested to lose their job, that's the beginning, guys. You're going to see most likely 1 to 200,000 people lose their job in the federal government. It's going to completely reshape everything. Now, guys, we've covered so much about this since late January. And the two things that blew me away was just the massive waste. The number of people that had credit cards, you know, thousands and thousands of credit cards that had just no, you know, responsibility, didn't have to answer to anybody, would use things for their personal health care, daycare, vacations, and, you know, nobody ever checked them on any of this stuff. That's the first thing. The second thing is the people that had these jobs, that had multiple jobs that we're finding out about now. How fair is that, guys? You know, I have, you know, a friend, you know, the older you get, say you're late 50s, you want to go out and, you know, if you get laid off or the company downsizes or you lose your job, you know, you're looking for a gig, you really think of it differently. It's not just a paycheck if you've got a few bucks socked away. You're looking at, where am I going to work and is this going to be my last job? That's what most people want in that situation. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. So I think that it's very difficult right now. Companies are having a very difficult time. The government's having a difficult time. They're trying to downsize everybody, and it's a bad thing all the way around. People are trying to make this like, you know, something's being done to these people, and it's ridiculous. So next thing, and this was sent to me by the one and only Health Ranger. This was unbelievable. CVS just got hit with a judgment of $949 million for prescriptions that they wrote that were fake. 3,342,903 prescriptions, to be exact, that were totally bogus, okay? And overcharging Medicare, Medi-Cal, all the Medicaid, you know, Medicaid, everything, all of it. And what they did was they got caught red-handed, and this was something they did for almost a decade and finally got nailed for it. Now, here's the wild part about this. The bad prescription part, there's another $95 million judgment that they got caught for last month in June. So you got the July hit, you got the June hit, got over $1 billion. They have that kind of cash, you think, laying around after you've seen Rite Aid and everybody else have a problem. I could theoretically see that CVS could completely go out of business as a result of this. So, kind of wild, guys, kind of wild. And, you know, the Rite Aid debacle has been just that. Forced people to go get prescriptions at other places. I'm telling you guys, if you have a Costco near you, they're fairly inexpensive. They're fairly easy. You don't need a membership, too. You just walk in, some going to the pharmacy. And for years, I didn't have a Costco membership when I had my prescriptions there. So, do what works for you. CVS used to be great. When my late girlfriend was very sick, there were 24-hour CVSs that were open, and then they got rid of all those. Oh, yeah, we don't have that anymore. Well, tell somebody who's sick that they need help at, 1:15 in the morning, and they're going to wish that those things were open again. But most likely, they're going to be done. Now, another thing that was wild that was sent to me was you're starting to see more and more companies have difficulties right now. And we've talked about this in great detail. Think about this. Of all the companies that answered this survey on payments.com, they talked about how, you know, 85% of the companies have invoices that are 60 days late right now. Guys, that's totally unacceptable. I mean, that's bad that people are not paying their bills, but it's such a huge percentage of people that are not paying on time right now. And this dramatically affects everybody, affects your cash flow, affects everything. So the biggest thing, and I've talked about this, I talked about this with a woman that runs her business, and she runs it by herself. And I just said, you know, you've got to get somebody on your billing so you're not chasing these people, because before you know it, 30 days will turn into 60, 60 will turn into 90, and then you're going to be owed $1 jillion that nobody can afford. And she was, you know, she got on it this week and hired somebody, and they're making phone calls and doing things. But here's the problem. Of all these people that they talked about, over 80% of those people have antiquated billing methods of paper invoices, and nothing's digital. Now, again, you guys know I like paper statements and things like that, but you got to have a record. You got to have QuickBooks. You got to have something better than that that keeps track of this. You know, in my last video, I talked about that Toast app for restaurants, that they could have all that data from 140,000 restaurants. That's their customers, guys, that they're giving all the data for. So you don't want to go out and spend more money to get a billing system, but you want to have something to where you can ping people and remind them to pay you, because if you don't remind them, they will not pay you. How many people do you know that are out there that are independent, whether they're a contractor, the pool guy, you know, they do service type work and are just getting behind right now? Well, that's going to increase right now, because as people don't pay people, they're, you know, we can, you know, Andy the pool man can wait. Remember that. Okay. So you're going to see more and more and more of this stuff as it's going on. But the fact that this is going in the wrong direction, it's not that payments are improving, you know, wages are improving, business is better, business sentiment has dropped again. And again, I get a kick out of this because, you know, your sentiment is good. When you're making money and you're going on vacation and you're going out to nice expensive dinners, your sentiment is good. Things dry up and, oh my God, my business sentiment is horrible right now. So let me know what you think so far. Nice day, calm day, tides up a little bit out here. I love coming out here, but let me know what you think about this so far. Is this a big deal? I think these people are going to be in for mass firings right now. You know, that USAID is basically closed right now, and I think this is just the beginning of it. The economy is changing so much, and you know, think about this. 5 years ago, during COVID, it was the first time ever that you didn't have to pay your mortgage, didn't have to pay your rent, just didn't have to go along with the program. No responsibility. Then you had certain states that said, listen, you know, we're going to extend that after it was done, and people are going to be given then 6 months to pay their rent. And landlords were fed up because there is billions of dollars in back rent that has never been collected. Billions of dollars. Well, New Hampshire is a state that is fed up with it. New Hampshire is not, you know, a right-wing state. They're a left-leaning state. And what they did was they just changed the eviction law to where there's no fault eviction. Senate bill or assembly bill 60 is going through the House right now and their state Senate, and it's going to get approved. And what it states is at the end of a lease, the landlord has to give you no reason to get rid of you. Lease is over with. Have a nice day. No excuses, no nothing. And some people are really upset about this because they're saying this is not fair. Well, no, wait a second. They don't want to rent you anymore. They're done. So many of these people in states like New Hampshire didn't get paid during this time that they're saying, wait, we want the right to kick these people out for any reason that we want. No reason, no exceptions, no rules, no nothing. Now, how do you feel about that? We've talked about the one-day eviction and, you know, how things have been sped up, and then California slows it down and adds, another 15 days onto the response time, things like that. But what do you think about this? Now, the other thing is that I have told you guys about cancer screenings and making sure that you go out and when you are in front of a doctor and they start ordering tests, that because they're a bunch of CMF and the first word is cheap, they don't want to pay for certain things. They don't want to recommend things to your insurance company. You need to have basic cancer testing done because of our poor diet and because how kids eat horribly now, colon cancer is on the rise with young people. That is awful, guys. That's absolutely terrible that that's the case right now. So take care of yourself. You know, they anticipate that 90% of all precancer screenings are not being done still right now. There's no reason for that. The reason was COVID, remember? Oh, we're preoccupied with that. Well, pass, guys. Be proactive with your own health. You have to do this right now. It's totally important. And, also think about this. If you do lose your job right now, think about what you're going to do to maintain coverage and things like that, because COBRA and things like that are absolutely outrageous. Oh, my God, they're just ridiculous on what they charge for that. If your spouse can take over your health care or anything else like that, work on that. Next thing is that, think about this. Here in Los Angeles, you had three restaurants that have been open, one for 100 years. It was one of the greatest Cole's French Dip sandwich, which used to argue that they were the original French dip company over Philippe's. And they're closing, done. Over 100 years they were open, and they're done. You know, another place called Mother Tongue just closed at the end of June. And then there's another place that was wild because it just got a Michelin star. And, and they got their Michelin star and now they're out of business. No one's going to high-end restaurants like that right now. People are not affording that and spending, 30-40% have noticed a decline in these restaurants. You know, they're still blaming the damage from the fires. Well, if you, if you were in the Palisades or the Eaton Fire area, Monrovia and on the hill back there, you're not going to have people go to restaurants back there. It's dead back there. So that doesn't shock me, but people seem to be shocked when they hear things like this. You know, I found a great site about the fast food restaurants that raised their price the most in 2025, and that article will be below for you guys also. So telling you, got to take care of yourself. And here's something wild too. Sam's Club has gas. And in Ohio, they had last weekend, they had a Sam's Club gas station. Listen to this cackling nonsense. Anyways. Is that rude? Cackling nonsense?
Except for Ryder.
That's cute. So, that was fun.
Okay. Sam's Club in Ohio, the delivery company, inadvertently put diesel fuel in the unleaded fuel, and they anticipate that there are hundreds of cars that have been destroyed during this time that put unleaded fuel into, or diesel gas into unleaded engines. And I went and researched this and sent this over to TK's from TK's Garage. If you want a great automotive YouTube channel, TK's Garage out of Vegas, the guy is just, he's spot on, does a lot of work with American cars, but he's just gets himself connected with executives, TK's Garage, guys. I'll leave a link below for you too. But, this is the type of thing. Think about the damage that's been done. You know, we talked about this Nissan story to where there could be almost 350,000 engines that have to be replaced. What happens when you have, an idiot gas company that sits there and puts the wrong fuel into the tanks and people fall victim to that? So let me know. Couple things I want to remind you of. Please join our email list. The link is below. And we also have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and it covers everything that is too hot for other places. You sign up at iallegedly.tv or use the link below to sign up for that. Now, a few things in the news that I think are worth talking about. First one is the state of Florida changed their driver's training rule, which I don't know how anybody would have a problem with this, but they made it so that anybody who needs to get a license, whether it's your first time in the States or you are young, you now have to have 50 hours of driver's training. Well, I'm telling you, you can learn a lot in 50 hours. So I don't know why anybody would have a problem with this, but it's going to make the roads in Florida safer. And they're saying that this could be adopted by other states very quickly. So 50 hours of driver's training. There's a Duluth Duluth couple that went and wrote a check to the IRS and somebody stole their mail. And when they stole the mail, they took the check. And what did they do? The thieves, they made three checks from the one check. And they got a hold of this thing they called washing, where they washed the check and changed the payees. And the bank caught the first one, but two more checks went through to the tune of $20,000. $20,000, guys, these poor people got ripped off from. You know, copper price has gone to an all-time high. How much copper do you own? You guys own a lot? So it was funny. We used to be able to buy copper coins and things like that in rounds and one-ounce copper things. And I'm like, who wants to buy that? Well, guys, it's gone up 50% since they announced tariffs on stuff like that. There is a Nordstrom's in Santa Monica, which is hell. Santa Monica is a total pit. And the shopping district down there is completely destroyed. It is an absolute war zone. It used to be such a beautiful place to go down. And now it's nothing short of dangerous when you go down there. So the Nordstrom's there that's been there for 15 years is finally leaving and saying enough is enough. So, you know, what fills a Nordstrom's? Nothing. Okay? So that's the thing that people don't realize. When these big companies go down, that is the end. So final story. There's a billionaire, S. Daniel Abraham. Who was he? He was the man that invented SlimFast. SlimFast, the little shakes. Okay? That guy lived to be 100 years old. So man, oh man, drinking SlimFast is pretty profitable and let you live a long time. So the guy invented the protein shake, you know, SlimFast. They had vanilla, chocolate, all that stuff. And I'm sure a lot of us have tried that over the years. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Reach out at hello@iallegedly.com. And if you have any questions, let me know. See you soon.